Justin.
And this is Bruce.
I don't know, how do we follow that up with? What voice are we doing?
Together we are the Breakins.
That's right. That's good. That was good.
Was that an okay band?
Yeah.
You really pulled that, yes. Like, spur of this moment.
Yes. When we saw it. This is episode 37. When we saw it, we came out, and Steph said she thought it was like. She thought it was like Mr. Belvedere.
Yes? Please, Bruce. Can I get you a cup of tea?
He sounds like,
No, I'm not knocking his voice. I enjoyed it, but her opinion was...
He was too British?
He was too polite. And I actually liked the politeness, because it was different than,
It's intelligence.
Yeah. And, but now all I can see is like...
Yes, what can I get you, Wesley?
I don't know, was Wesley the dog? Doesn't matter.
Wesley Crusher.
Oh, by the way, this episode we're spoiling Dark Knight Rises.
Yes, not Dark Knight Rising, like CNN would tell you the movie was called.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yeah.
I want Dark Knight Tim Rising.
All that, in the chronologist. That horrible news stuff that happened, everyone getting stuff wrong.
Oh, and
who was in headline news? It's like, and the Joker features prominently in this movie. I'm like, no, he's dead.
I had put a Facebook, I deleted it later on that day, because I didn't know what was going on. I guess we can... talk about a little bit of that. I thought it was someone was talking, and someone flipped out. Kind of like at the Curious Kids Benjamin Button a couple years back. People were talking, some guy flipped out. So I put something, I bet someone was talking, and then I felt bad later on. Like, 13 hours later, like, 87 people dead. I'm like, oh, God, I feel terrible. I probably like 50 friends out of this.
Oh!
Delete this.
Regret.
Yeah, so...
Even your humor is sad, Justin.
It happened. People would contact me after the Curious Case thing and say, hey, I thought of you. You were on the news. But they didn't do that this time. So, anyhow, this is about Dark Knight. Yep. Dark Knight Rises. Spoilerific.
I think we can talk about all three of them.
I hope so.
No, because Nolan's Batman trilogy.
Yes. The Nolan-ilogy. Nolan-ology?
Nilogy?
Nilogy, oh yeah. Chrisology?
Let's leave his first
name. Yes!
Okay, so Mr. Belvedere is the thing. That's how I listen to it now. I can't. So what do you think? What do you think? Let's talk about it.
I think the first half hour or so of the movie was horrible.
Uh-huh.
I remember sitting in the theater thinking, my God, if it doesn't get any better than this. Because it just seemed like they were rushing to throw a bunch of pieces together. It's as if Nolan forgot that he was making the final movie until he went to edit it. And he's like, holy shit, I got too much stuff going on. They were just weird, random little things here and there. John Blake just like, oh yeah, I figured it out because you looked sad. And, and Batman's been missing 8 years and you've been missing 8 years. Which the math doesn't jive there. The whole, has it been 8 years or has it been 3 years? Because Miranda Tate said 3 years ago, you put the reactor into storage. And,
right.
And you've refused to talk to me since then. So Bruce Wayne hasn't been a recluse for 8 years.
No, he's been a recluse. He's been like...
Is it eight or three?
Well, eight is what it is.
Eight is what John Blake said.
And 8 years, it's been 8 years later. That's what all the promotional...
But Miranda Tate said 3 years ago...
But maybe...
You turned the reactor on.
Yeah, maybe he just didn't want to talk to her anymore. After
so that's 5 years.
5 years he was
discrepancy
talking.
Discrepancy then.
No, 5 years...
That he talked to her from home via ham radio or something?
Yes.
Okay. And I still have problems believing...
Miranda! What's wrong? Oh, that's the ham radio. Sorry.
That's the bad ham radio. I also have problems with... So Batman retired, like, right after he ran away from the cops, Harvey Dent fell?
What I think happened...
Because his body was pretty screwed up, making us think that he's been doing this for years and years later, but...
He broke his... I think that fall...
The Batman's been Harvey gone Dent. For 8 years, too.
The fall with Harvey Dent.
Because he But he fell. Ran away!
I think we should go back and watch the movie, and he... I think... I want to see if he limps away. Because he seems to be... If I'm trying to remember the movie... Because I watched him right before, but I'm really trying to remember if he, like, was, like... Kind of moving back and forth.
I don't know. I think there were some discrepancies there. Do you have anything to say about John Blake just being able to figure out Bruce Wayne was Batman?
Well,
by the look in Bruce Wayne's eyes,
back to it. And I disagree about the boring. For me, and I was sitting there like, oh, you know, kind of like that. But it's kind of tough because, you know, Dark Knight was a really quick movie. It was
Dark
frantic.
Knight was not a superhero movie.
It was very.
I went back and rewatched it, and I talked to a lot of people about it. Dark Knight was like a Scorsese movie.
Like, it was very like.
Yeah, well, it made me think of Heat.
It moved. Yeah, well, that was his inspiration. Was for the beginning part was Heat. He used Heat as the inspiration.
Yeah.
It was very quick moving, and very frantic, like the Joker. This was more an epic tale.
Right, because we went to wherever the hell they were held captive. We were spent some time down in that pit with.
Right, it was all over the place.
And, you know,
and
apparently doing some sit-ups can snap your vertebrae back into place. I wasn't.
Well, no, the guy punched it back into place.
Oh, hell. Tell some paraplegic kids that. Where's Artie off of Glee? Get him in here. Let me smack the shit out of his backside.
I don't watch Glee.
What I'm saying is, I don't know. I just
you admitted that on.
My wife loves it. I don't want to sound like I'm bashing the movie. It's just there's some problems there, and no one will address them. Everyone's like, it was still good. Yeah, it was good. It was enjoyable. I really liked it. But the longer time passes after me seeing it, the more I keep thinking, well, this didn't make sense.
Now, would you go back and rewatch it when you get it maybe and try to... Yeah. Right now, it's all based on memory of...
Yep, I've seen it once. I will watch it again when it comes out on Blu-ray.
I felt it was more along the lines of Batman Begins and the story, because Batman Begins had a very bigger story than Dark Knight, and I think it even had a bigger story than Batman Begins, and he had to wrap up a lot of stuff.
Yep.
As for Blake figuring it out, Tim Drake figured it all out, you know, with Batman and Robin, or with Robin doing a quadruple somersault that happened in the comics. So,
I feel like we were cheated a little because he just shows up at Wayne Manor. He's like, hey, I figured it out. If they would have introduced that character in the second one, maybe the first one, and he would have slowly pieced it together. Maybe if they just told us a story instead of having a character tell us a story.
Or he could have been the character that Batman gave the gadget to.
Either way.
Remember in Batman Begins?
Yes.
Here you go.
I don't like exposition where a character just sits down and says, well, these are the things that happened.
Now, if you remove Blake... Could it still be the same movie?
Yeah, right up until the end.
Right. I mean...
You say, what did he do that no one else can do? What did he do that any other...
Did he add anything to the...
He was a little ballsier than some of the cops. Mm-hmm. He took care of Gordon here and there.
Really, then he got mad at Gordon.
He almost fought Teal'c.
Who?
Big black actor from Stargate. He was the one who had Blake down in that tunnel or whatever.
Was that him?
Yeah, that was Teal'c from Stargate.
The guy that's on all the seasons of Stargate?
Yeah, Christopher Judge.
I don't remember. I watched the show. I watched some of the shows. Yeah. It's amazing. I don't know. I didn't mind the character, but... I mean, I know what you're saying, but... I just chalk it up to comic book logic. That I read comics... There were enough comics where they're like...
But in the first two movies, we didn't have to make exceptions for logic.
Mm-hmm.
In the first two movies, things were given a decent enough explanation. I don't want to say realistic explanation, but they were given viable explanations. And this one is just, hey, Mr. Wayne, I saw you get out of a car, saw the look in your eyes.
Smile.
You've been gone 8 years. He's been gone 8 years.
No, that's not what he's... He said, when he was a kid, he came back and...
Bruce Wayne came to the orphanage.
And then Batman appeared at the same time. Well, like I said, Tim Drake.
It's a huge leap of faith.
So...
For us to say, okay, done. Thanks.
That's why I got Detective. He figured out when Gordon couldn't. Gordon could have figured it out. And I was surprised by that.
Yeah. That bit there at the end, the flashback, and mm-hmm. Gordon's like, Bruce Wayne? I'm like, yeah. You're stupid, old man.
I think Gordon wanted to keep himself blind from...
Yeah, that was my wife's argument, is that Gordon didn't want to know.
Right. I mean, there was an issue of Batman where Batman takes off the mask to show him. And he covers his head and says, I don't want to know. I never want to know, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was another issue where... It was an animated... I think it was the animated series where they played off the fact that... Was Batman Begins? Or was it, what episode was it where Gordon, you know, figured it all out and then had a rest? I think it was Barbara's... It was a dream sequence where Barbara died or something and he had to track down Bruce. Yeah, I don't think Gordon ever wanted to know. I think he believed him. Batman was a symbol. Batman was Batman.
Yeah.
He didn't need to be anyone else. No matter how, if you put it together, as one guy did in Dark Knight, the Tumblr.
Yeah.
Which was apparently mass-produced in other places.
Yeah, that was odd.
But why didn't you get the Tumblr back? I mean, I guess you need a new toy to sell. And you got the bat, which is cool. And he still had the bat pod.
Yep.
From
which is kind of the cat pod.
Yeah.
That movie.
Well, I like that she. I liked her. Okay, so let's go through the bits, I guess. Let's go through the characters, who they really are, whatever. So we talk about Blake.
Yep.
I think you could have taken him out of the movie.
Donald. Was it? No, it was John.
John Blake, yeah.
Donald Blake. Jesus.
Oh, soon! Crossover. So, Avengers did really well this year, so we're going to try to tap into that.
So it was John Robin Blake?
John Robin Blake. I thought at the end, though, they were going to say his name was Dick Grayson. You know, he had gone under alias as a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not my real name. What is it? It's a guy. I'm a guy from Mars.
Yeah.
Okay, so him. I didn't mind his character, but I was thinking that he could have been removed. How about Bruce Batman?
Christian Bale's lost a lot of weight, hasn't he?
Well, the first movie he pumped up too big, and he had to lose some of it because he was too big. And the second movie, there is actually a drastic difference between. I mean, it's only been 6 months. 6 months between those two movies.
Yeah,
and you can tell there's a difference in his weight. He actually was lesser. I think he did this movie after Fighter, maybe. I think so. And then he grew that. I think he's supposed to look like a recluse.
His beard looked horrible.
That was real beard.
It. He should be ashamed.
I remember seeing like GQ, GQ or magazine covers or whatever.
It's not a very manly.
This long hair. And
it
like,
was patchy and it just looked. I don't know.
That's the kind of beard I grow. He looked, my hero.
He looked just oily and nasty.
Yeah, I think he was supposed to look bad. And I liked he had gray hair too. That was a nice little touch. I don't think that was him. I mean, I think that was makeup.
Yeah. Did something happen to his teeth? He talked funny, like he had false teeth in the top.
No.
Who knows? And his two front teeth were different colored than his other teeth.
Yeah, I don't know. Did he have the mole still on his face? I couldn't tell. Yeah. It's pretty obvious in Batman Begins, but... I liked the story arc. I felt
He shot an arrow at a potential thief. Instead of just saying, what are you doing over there? He fires an arrow.
When
Catwoman's for stealing the pearls. She's looking around the room. She already has the pearls.
Uh-huh.
And instead of saying, what are you doing, or who are you, he just shoots an arrow at her.
Oh.
I'm like, what the hell is that? You are crazy.
Oh, yeah, when he was Bruce. I'm thinking Batman.
No.
I'm thinking Bruce, yeah. Yeah, well, why not? She's the servant. I can't afford a bit. I mean, who built the Batcave, right? Did he build the Batcave?
Yes.
Him and Alfred.
All crippled like
so,
that.
So, I was wondering... Everybody's going to spend too much time building this Batcave.
Michael Caine had the two best scenes in that movie.
Are we talking about when he breaks the news to Bruce?
About Rachel?
About Rachel.
Yes, and the scene...
And at the end.
At the funeral.
That was... Steph was crying.
My God, I came really close to crying.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Michael Caine, I want you to talk when I die.
Well, it was sad because, I mean... And he's like, what do you think? You destroy my world and we're supposed to... you know, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, how long... I mean, that's a lot of guilt to carry on. I mean, that, you know, he knows that Bruce never had a chance, but Bruce believes it.
I don't like the idea of Bruce Wayne / Batman just giving up and hanging out in his house. That goes against everything I've ever been shown about Batman.
I think you believe that the Dent Act... was the way to go, and he didn't need it, and that I think he was ready to quit being Batman anyway in Dark Knight. Because of
Rachel.
Rachel and Dent. And maybe had he, since he quit, it was some way to honor Rachel, you know, like, but,
Yeah, but Batman to me never quits. It's a fight that will never be over.
That's why you get a new Batman movie in a couple of years.
I don't want a reboot.
Who knows what it'll
be. I don't want to see the origin again.
Right.
It's a waste of a movie.
Well, I think we've talked about this. I think The Incredible Hulk did it pretty well.
Yeah.
And that's what I was telling Seth.
Well, if you continue from this, do you continue with John Blake?
No, I don't. I don't see continuation of this. I see a new story, and I'm hoping, like I said, The Incredible Hulk way, where maybe the first couple minutes is dedicated to
the origin. Yeah.
You know, and then the bat, and then everything you need to know is.
But we didn't get that with the latest Spider-Man movie, and we didn't. We're not going to get that with the new Superman movie.
No.
Which
no.
we should.
Yeah, we talked about that too. But
I took a half-assed poll.
Mm-hmm.
People I work with and their children.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows the origin of Superman, Spider-Man, Batman? And there were only two children who did not know the origin of Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And both excuses were, there hasn't been a movie in a while. But
I'll ask my girls. I'll see if they know. I mean, we've watched Superman the movie. Okay, so Selena, so Michael Caine agreed. Probably, would you agree he had like the best performance?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's Michael Caine right there.
Yeah, I mean he's always been the linchpin.
Yeah.
Alfred's the backbone of Batman.
Right. And it was very sad scenes. I did like when he yelled at Alfred to just stop talking. Like, just stop it, Alfred. You know, I'm doing what I need to do. Because Alfred gave him a lot of crap in the last movies. You know, it's your fault, sir, and everything. And he's like, I'm done with it. You know, I don't want to hear it. I'm going to do what I need to do. But in the end,
Now, Ralphie said that part of that may have just been an excuse to get Alfred out of the city. So that when Bane took it over.
Did Batman have the whole... Did he know the whole plan?
No. Not intelligent on Batman's part, but on the writer's part. Because if Alfred would have been in the city when all this happened, you know he would have tried to do something reckless. Hmm. And then that would have steered the movie in a different direction.
But is Alfred outside the
Gotham?
Well, at least outside the bridge.
Yeah.
I think so.
He leaves.
Yeah. No,
he leaves the manor too. I assume he left the country.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, is Wayne Manor...
During Bane's occupation.
Was Wayne Manor outside the...
Yeah.
The bridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically Chicago. Yeah. Outside of Chicago. Okay. Yeah. Even though it's in the Gotham.
I hear you, man. Yes.
Yeah, it's in Gotham. According to the last movie. What about Morgan Freeman?
Clearly not as intelligent as we've been led to believe, because... Hmm. Bane broke into his secure facility.
Mm-hmm.
Was part of that Miranda Tate? Was that her fault? Talia Al Ghul, whatever we want to call her?
Yeah, we can say everything.
I mean, did she know about that secret location? Because Bane knew. How did he know?
Oh, I think Talia.
Is that something that they shared with Miranda Tate?
Because
how did they know?
Hmm.
We're just like, oh, Bane's a smart guy. He figured it out. Well, how did he figure it out? It's not just enough to tell me he's smart. Same with John Blake. Well, he's a smart guy. He figured it out. Don't tell me he's a smart guy and he figured it out. Show me him being smart and figuring it out.
Hmm. How did Bane figure out? I was naive, apparently, in thinking, I guess, now that I think about it, it's such a big complex that there's no way it could be. I figured it was somewhere, like, within the tower, but that's so big. I guess I don't know how I describe the tower being that wide, but it makes sense that it was underground. I never put those two together, that it was that the R&D department was underground. I don't know. I know. I like the interaction. Steph likes the interaction between Bruce and Lucius.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. It's the cue. It's good. Bond.
Morgan Freeman has great interaction with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, name me a movie where Morgan Freeman hasn't been that awesome best friend. The Shawshank, Bucket List, Unforgiven. Morgan Freeman's...
Seven. Morgan Freeman.
He's Samwise in every movie, isn't he? He's the perfect best friend. in every movie.
Selena Kyle, a.k.a. the Cat Burglar. Not Catwoman.
Was she a lesbian? Her little blonde friend was kissing in the back of her neck when we were talking.
I would say that she was definitely bisexual. At least. Yeah.
That was never touched upon, but there was that one scene, and I'm like, oh, okay.
I think she was curious and curious.
Well, I keep thinking back to, what was it, Batman Year One, where she's the queen of the prostitutes.
And I think that was very much in there. I mean, that was very part of it, the setup for the character. She definitely wasn't Michelle Pfeiffer looking for Christopher Walken.
Although, what was the guy's name? The guy that she had pinned up against the wall, she's going to slit his wrist. The guy who paid her to steal the fingerprints.
Is he the guy that said the heels hurt?
Yeah. Something? What was... No. Not the henchman.
Okay.
What was the guy's name? Because I kept thinking, is that Clayface?
Oh.
Because I think he's...
It's a different first name. I looked it up.
Is it? Okay. Yeah,
it's the same last name.
Because as soon as I said it, I'm like, oh my god, Clayface is in this. Daggett.
Daggett. Yeah, it's a different first name. I looked it
up. Oh, okay.
I was like, I know that name. I know Daggett from something.
And as soon as I heard it, I'm like, Clayface is in this? Yeah. I haven't heard jack about Clayface.
Well, John Blake is a name from a Batman.
Yeah, character. But he was a beat cop in three issues in the 60s.
So the fact that they actually take things.
It was Roland Daggett, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't Clayface, though. He was the guy that owned. He's the guy that created Clayface.
He was the guy that owned the chemical company.
Right. He was voiced by Ed Asner.
Yeah. Okay. Either way.
Yeah.
The thing, Catwoman. Yeah, I guess she's fine. Whatever. She's played it a little too smooth. Like I think the only time I was interested in her character is when she was watching Batman get beaten.
Mm-hmm.
Every other time, she seemed just like superior. I don't know, but just overly cocky, considering she's going up against Batman, like. He's the freaking Batman, for God's sake. Also, the part where she's holding Daggett up against the wall, I think that's anatomically impossible. That's why they never showed it in a wide shot. Hmm. They just kept going tight shot of her face, tight shot of the heel. Because there's no way she could extend her heel up above her own head while balancing on her other foot.
I think we should look into that. We should call Anne Hathaway up and find out.
If she could do it, if it was physically possible, there would have been a wide shot. There was no wide shot.
I guess that's a good point. I didn't mind her character.
She was just too cool.
Well, I like the fact that when Batman was telling her how to operate the bat, she's like, yeah. And he's like, you know. And I think, you know, he liked her. I think he definitely liked her.
It's the problem I have with Wolverine in most comics.
Mm-hmm.
They're too good at everything.
Talking about Catwoman.
Yeah. Like the whole, hey, you know, I figured out the bat pod, or hey, I have an escape plan for every room, or hey, look how smooth I am dancing with you and berating your take on life.
Uh-huh.
She was just too cool.
Huh.
She didn't slip up. She only showed her humanity when Batman was getting beat up, or when she was telling John Blake, I'm afraid of Bane, you should be too. That was it.
I wonder what she was like in prison. How long was she in prison for, like... Well, not too long.
I have no idea.
I'm trying to figure out what the time frame of the movie was.
Clearly, the bomb part was 5 months.
Right.
That's it. I'm still confused over the whole Batman gone for eight years.
But, I mean, how long...
How could his body get that destroyed if the him running away from the cops after Harvey Dent, if he just quit, if he quit being Batman... Oh, 8 years later, it's like, oh, my knee and my bones.
Because the... Because
he had to continue.
All the stuff within the 6-7 months when he was Batman.
I think
he got messed up.
I think there are untold tales of the Dark Knight somewhere out there. Hmm. In between the Dark Knight and the Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
I think it's horseshit that Batman and Bruce Wayne were both retired for 8 years. Even if the Dent Law went into effect the day after Harvey Dent was found dead, there'd still be months, a year maybe, of them cracking down on everybody.
I don't know.
There had to be a time period in there where he was still Batman and where he punished his body.
According to the movie, Batman...
The movie's inconsistent. The movie's inconsistent.
That's according to the movie.
8 years, 3 years.
No, the 3 years is for when he didn't stop talking to Miranda Tate.
But at the beginning, they say that Bruce Wayne has been a recluse in his home for 8 years. Uh-huh. But then Miranda Tate says 3 years ago, you turned the reactor on, turned it off, and never spoke to anyone. So, is it 8 years or is it 3 years?
8 years.
The math does not jive.
8 years. Miranda Tate, a.k.a. Talia.
Talia Ogun.
Now, I unfortunately...
I was hoping she would survive and be pregnant.
Oh, boy. I came across this news, and so it was unfortunately not a surprise to me. I wish it was. Well, it actually got to the point where I doubted it. I mean, I was watching the movie, well, they haven't dropped the ball yet.
No. It was...
Unfortunately, I had come across something, but I figured maybe it was just a lie. Or
yeah,
like
rumor.
A rumor. So I was actually happy when it came true. And I like the fact that they had, albeit a dream sequence, Liam Neeson back in the movie. I thought that wrapped it up.
When
I thought he was going to come back.
When Miranda Tate and Bruce Wayne are having sex in front of the fireplace, mm-hmm. did you notice that cutaway to her scar?
No. Well, I know they point out that
he goes to touch her back.
She has a scar, yeah.
And she's got this, like, V on her back. And I'm like, is that relevant?
Uh-huh.
Is that a mark of the who's it, the Guild of Shadows or whatever? I'm like, what's that V have to do with anything?
Uh-huh.
Is that like an early bat symbol? I mean, what does that have to do with it? And they never touch back on that.
Maybe there's some deleted scenes for her. I mean, you probably
And also, not. The... I with you, I was like, well, maybe she's not actually Talia.
Uh-huh.
Well, maybe that was disinformation they put out. But then there was a part where, I think it's where the military guys were caught and shot, where Bane choked that one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, who, and he captured, like, Miranda Tate and,
Lucius. Yeah.
And he's like, you know, take them, you know, before the judge or whatever. You know, before Scarecrow, which is good.
Yeah, very cool.
It's really cool to see
him. We talked about that last time, how cool was it? Scarecrow came back.
It was in the second one. He's in the third one. He's the connection. But whatever. So they capture Miranda Tate, and he's like, oh, yeah, take him before the judge or whatever. And then all of a sudden, next scene, Miranda Tate is not before the judge.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly she got away, or she is indeed Talia, and Bane couldn't execute his own boss.
Hmm.
So that, for me, that seemed poorly written.
Okay, the Scarecrow.
Awesome.
Very cool. Now, do you think it would have been...
If Heath Ledger had been alive, would he have been there?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Without a doubt. Because it would be foolish to waste him.
Do you think the Joker would have worked for Bane?
No.
Okay, so there you go.
I think there should have... I think he would have stayed alive. I think there would have been a scene in the prison.
Where Bane killed Joker?
Not where he would have killed him, where he would have just given him a shit ton of money. And put him on a helicopter and said, stay away.
Hmm. Yeah.
Because Joker's dangerous.
Right. Joker would have ruined everything, Bane.
Yeah.
Just because he wouldn't care.
Yeah, exactly. He's an anarchist.
Right. Which is against what Bane... I mean, Bane had a plan.
Yep.
Yeah, I wondered if the Joker would have been the judge or not. The fact that it was a Scarecrow, and albeit he didn't have the mask on, he did have...
The tattered
clothes.
Jacket.
Yeah, which was a cool touch.
Yeah,
and I like the fact that he's, like I said, he's a continuation.
Yep,
that was pretty cool. Who have we talked about? Talia.
Gordon.
I like that his British voice slips in and out more so than the other two movies.
I didn't see the big problem with Bane reading his letter
mm-hmm.
over television.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that as... Like, Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character, John Blake, just seemed disgusted with Gordon after that. I didn't really see it as that big of a deal.
I think Blake believed in Gordon, as in Gordon believed in Batman.
His hero disappointed him.
And he was lied to.
Yeah, but everyone was lied to, and everyone else forgave Gordon instantly.
Right. I mean, I understand why Gordon... And, I mean, Gordon's right. I mean, Harvey Dent... held a gun to his head, to his son's head, and Harvey Dent isn't a hero, but he's had to go on with this lie, just like Alfred had to go on with a lie.
Yeah.
Everyone had to go on with these lies, and it was killing them.
He lost his family.
Yeah, because they couldn't stay.
Yeah.
They'd open their mouth. I mean, the streets were clean. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But it was all based on a lie. And I don't know.
Well, let's move on to Bane. Then.
Okay.
Bane! Yes?
He's your reckoning.
That's awesome. Oh, well, okay, so Bane,
The whole flashback story thing about Bane was the person to climb out, Noah's Talia that was the person who climbed out and all that, that got a little muddled for me, because it's, so did Talia suffer through the plague, or Bane suffered through the plague? Which one of them was the one that was damaged due to that?
I think it was...
Was it Bane?
Bane.
Okay.
And I think a lot of it was Bruce's interpretation of what he was being told.
But then when we see Bane later, like, his nose has been broken off or whatever. When Ra's al Ghul comes down and Tom Hardy's sitting there wrapped up.
Right.
So are we supposed to believe that his breathing problems due to his face being caved in or something? Or
it's something like that.
I was really hoping they'd pull the mask off and be like, oh, this is the deal.
That would have been crazy.
And it was weird that it's like, to remove his breathing apparatus is to... He'll have to endure excruciating pain. I'm like, why?
Something,
and then they explained it about there was the plague, and without that, it's too much pain for him to handle. I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Was it a respiratory plague? Was it like Legionnaire's disease or something? If so, if that's like an iron lung, shouldn't there be moving parts to it? Unless when he did get beat up, it did cave in his nose and his mouth, and that's just to keep his airways open.
Possibly.
But then there should have been choking and not gasping. I don't know.
I liked Bane. Definitely a different character than Joker, and definitely a different character than...
Scarecrow,
or slightly more Raji from Batman Begins.
He was much more direct than Ra's al Ghul, because he just kind of walked into the place. But
he could kick Batman's ass.
He could.
And that was pretty cool.
Now, did you think Tom Hardy was physically imposing?
Yeah.
First time I saw him... Yeah, true, very true. The first time I saw him, though, when Gordon sees him, Tom Hardy turns around, I'm like, where's your muscle? Because I've seen him, like, actor in other movies, and he's really cut. Like, he's really defined. Like, he's, you know, you see all the abs and everything. When he turned around as Bane, he was just stocky.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He wasn't... Obviously, some of it was muscle, but it wasn't ripped muscle. I expected him to be, like, bodybuilder ripped.
Well, the Warrior, he put on... Not, here's who we mentioned. The wrestler was Aronofsky.
Yeah.
The Warrior, though,
was Tom Hardy.
Him and Uncle Owen, our brothers, and he put on a lot of weight for that, a lot of muscle.
Yeah, but muscle.
Muscle.
But as Bane,
I think this one he wanted to put on more.
It was like, just mass.
Yeah. So he could. He wouldn't have to be.
But if there was a one shot of him shirtless,
mm-hmm.
every other shot he had really big coats on,
mm-hmm.
like they were trying to make him look bigger.
That's possible. I mean.
But you know the guy can gain weight. You know he can build mm-hmm. muscle like that. Why not have him do it? Instead of making him wear a winter coat for most of the movie.
Well, it was rather cold in Gotham.
Whatever.
You know. I mean, this was around Christmas. Well, it was probably around, I guess, July. Or it could have been March. Or who knows?
I don't know. It was 5 months.
Yeah.
It was snowing in the end.
It's basically Chicago, so it's possible winter is a long time. Yeah, I like that he could kick Batman's ass.
I liked the accent. That was good. The bit with the plane at the beginning, it was very smart.
Mm-hmm.
The whole the Wall Street thing was all right. But it's just, hey, we escaped you on some dirt bikes. It seemed very just low tech.
Now, when did you realize that he was... You think he knew it was Bruce the whole time? Because of Talia? Or
yeah.
No... I guess because of
Ron. The League of Shadows knew.
Yeah, yeah.
So they knew.
But
even
when
though they
out?
Were kicked out of the
League. He was kicked out like probably before Batman Begins.
Yeah, years and years ago.
Yeah. I mean, he was supposed to be a rather old man in this, I felt. I felt because...
Who?
Bane.
An old man?
Not like geriatric, but if you think about it, when Miranda, who is essentially... How much? What do you think her age difference between Bruce is? Because she was
how
young.
How old is Bruce Wayne supposed to be?
Well, let's say he's...
I'll say he's 42. Let's say he's 42 and rising.
I say he's 19.
Or rises.
I say he's 19 and beginning of... Not, but he's like 22 when he tries to kill Joe Chill.
Okay.
And then it's, what, 5 years?
Between what and what?
When he comes back to Gotham. After he leaves Gotham to train.
Yeah.
So 27 and then 8 months. He's probably mid-30s.
He's got the gray hair. Okay, I know he's punished his body.
Right.
I assumed he was older.
But Bane,
this is a Batman at the end of his
was
his
maybe prime. 19 when he helped, 20 when he helped out.
And she was what, 10?
Yeah. And I figured she was the same age as, probably younger than Bruce.
So Bane's in his 40s.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that, I think that's why he shaved his hair too. You know, to.
Well, he was bald before. He was bald when he was originally down in the pit.
No. They showed him with hair.
No, he had that scarf on his head, and the scarf got pulled off.
I could have swore I saw hair.
He was bald.
We're gonna have to go back and look.
That's fine.
Okay, I swear hair.
Whichever.
Okay, we'll put a penny on it.
Not a huge deal.
Speaking of pennies.
Yes.
Speaking of pennies, you made a bet that.
I thought it was a quarter.
Nope, I would not bet a quarter.
My bet was that John Blake would be in costume by the end of the movie.
Right.
And I Which, if the movie if the movie would have been 2 minutes longer,
mm-hmm. I don't think he became Batman.
He became Nightwing.
I don't think he has the money. How are we doing on time? It doesn't matter.
We're 35 minutes
yeah.
into this.
This is good. This is one of those. Yeah. Reviews. I don't think he had the money. He had no money to keep going.
No, but at the end of the movie, Batman Bruce Wayne goes through all this trouble to fake his death, and then he tells every single fucking person, hey, I'm still alive. Mm-hmm. I'm alive. Just to let you know. He tells Alfred by showing up at that cafe.
Right.
Right?
Which I like.
He tells Lucius Fox by fixing the autopilot.
Which he set up, I think he set up earlier. That
he did.
Broken.
Yeah.
Right.
He tells Gordon by fixing the bat signal. Mm-hmm. He tells John Blake by giving him the bat cave. Now, the weird thing is, so the Batcave, it's back under Wayne Manor,
which
is now an orphanarium.
Or yeah, hopefully they don't learn to take piano lessons.
Exactly. I'm like, so he's going to have, like, the League of Robins.
Right.
This new Batman. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like Dick Tracy and his little orphan boys he can send out.
But I don't think, would he turn to Lucius and say, hey, look, give
yeah,
me some money.
Yeah, because Lucius, as soon as he shows up doing anything, anywhere, with anybody... Lucius and Gordon are going, oh.
Right. Because he can't be, he's too short to be Batman.
We figured it out. Yeah, but Lucius is going to know, mm-hmm. hey, somebody's back in the Batcave.
Right.
I'm going to go walking into the Batcave.
Yeah, it won't be hard to find.
And then Gordon's going to be like, that's weird that John Blake quit and Batman died, mm-hmm. but now there's somebody who looks and talks like John Blake, but with Batman gear.
And they set it up in the middle where he said, or towards the end where he said you have to wear a mask. And he showed him the timer of.
Yeah.
But I didn't take it as going to be Batman. And there's been, I've read some stuff where they said at the end he's rising, Dark Knight Rises. And I'm like, I don't agree with that. I think it was just a nice cutaway to the end.
I will say Dark Knight Rises, a horrible title. Hmm. Horrible. I thought it was horrible when I first heard it. After seeing the movie, I think it's still horrible.
What would you call the movie based on the movie you saw?
Yeah, I honestly have no problem with Batman 1, Batman 2, Batman 3. Mm-hmm. I don't know why Nolan had to be clever. Batman Begins, Dark Knight. Dark Knight Rises.
I think Begins, because of all the other Batman movies, Returns Forever.
That's fine.
And Robin.
You're rebooting it. The Dark Knight, yeah, he's called that, fine. But Dark Knight Rises, like most of the plot in the movie, it's half-assed.
So you wouldn't have any other name that you thought of that?
No. Mm-hmm. Not right now off the top of my head, but I would have put more than 5 minutes worth of work into this. And Dark Knight Rises seems like they came up with that while taking a piss.
Hmm. That might be in the commentary.
Hey, we couldn't come up with a good title, so we just went with this.
Yeah. I have no problem with the title. And I have no problem with the... I mean, I remember wanting the Riddler originally for the you know, villain, because I like the Riddler a lot. And Bane, I liked what they did with him.
I like the Mad Hatter.
I like the tons of Batman characters that they can use in other Batman movies.
Well, here's my thing about the Superman movies. The next Batman movie we see, mm-hmm. is it going to be the Joker again?
Who knows?
The one nice thing I'll say about the new Spider-Man movie, mm-hmm. which I still haven't seen, I don't know if I'll ever see it. It has a lizard in it.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I like the Spider-Man movie.
Good for them. Well, good on them for picking somebody outside of what we've already seen.
I'd like them to do like the Vulture or something.
I like the Rhino.
Rhino, they got that. all kinds of characters they could do. Chameleon.
Kraven.
Cool.
Mysterio.
I think Chameleon as a... Especially they with him in Ultimate Spider-Man. It was pretty cool.
Didn't read it.
They had two Chameleons. They had a pretty good twist on that. But anyhow, back to Dark Knight, or as we're finishing it up.
Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises. I mentioned another podcast that Sadness. And I thought it was very sad. A lot of sadness in those movies. Especially 2 and 3. And that, you know, I thought it wrapped him up nicely.
Yeah.
But I don't think he becomes Batman. And I don't like the fact that Batman... And I know you said Batman shouldn't quit, but... if they didn't have Batman quitting, they'd say, oh, let's do another Batman movie. And since this was its own Batman story, this Batman moves on.
Can you ever imagine Batman in the comics quitting?
No. No, and that's because...
Can you ever imagine Batman in any of the cartoons we watched growing up quitting?
Besides Batman Animated Series, where he quit to become... And later on Begins? He quit.
He had to, because of his body. It's mm-hmm. not that he wanted to. Mm-hmm. And I think, isn't the first episode of Batman Begins, he tries that suit himself and it almost kills
him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he didn't quit. Mm-hmm. He was just incapable of doing it
anymore. I don't think he...
I could have never imagined Batman retiring, putting his feet up, and enjoying life.
Now, what do you think...
Because his parents never got the opportunity to retire.
Do you think they... And they killed off Bruce Wayne, because he's at the grave.
Yeah.
What do you think happens to Bruce Wayne?
What do you mean?
I think he goes under some kind of... I think he's completely underground?
Yeah, I'm guessing
he can. I mean, did he have any more money at the end?
No. But he had that program that could create a new identity out of
right. So did he steal money to live off of?
He's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah.
He probably could. He probably had things set up under Matches Malone or whoever.
Him and Selena, or whoever she becomes.
Yeah.
Essentially, they live a life. And I personally liked the fact that he moved on.
Yeah, but every time in the comic where him and Catwoman try to do anything together, she steals something and he catches her. And I mean... The story's not over.
It is for this Batman.
Which is a shame, because we're going to get rebooted piece of shit Batman.
You know...
It'll be Mark Steven Summers or whoever.
I would like to see a different take on Batman for the next one. I don't want to say family-friendly, because I think... I'm a big Batman and Robin fan, but that's not what I'm looking for in the next Batman movie. Yeah. But I'm not looking for this Batman. I want something... Maybe closer to the Avengers.
If they would have renamed John Blake Terry McGinnis, uh-huh. I mean, the next movie is pretty obvious at that point, then, isn't it?
Yeah, but they're not doing any more of this Batman. It's done. No more of this universe.
It's a shame. Because whatever follows, no matter how good it is, no matter who's involved, is going to be compared to this, and it's going to pale in comparison.
Yeah, well, I mean, when they announced Batman Begins, I remember people being up in arms because it wasn't going to be. The Burton Batmans.
Yeah. And the Burton Batmans have not aged very well. And the Burton Batmans only did well in the superhero circle.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure
Batman Begins and The Dark Knight elevated superhero movies.
Yeah.
Beyond simple, hey, these are comic book movies, to true dramas.
Right. No, I agree with that. I would like to see something more along the lines of the Avengers for the next Batman
movie. A Justice League movie?
Not... I don't mean just, I mean like Captain America, Iron Man type story. More of a adventure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the kind of Batman movie I would like to see next. So it would be different than the other Batman movies, where Batman 1 and 2 were kind of, what would you say, grim and Batman Returns? Grim or
kind of dark? You're talking about the Burton?
Yeah. And then it went into more of a campy, went more of a flashy camp. And then back to really realistic.
Yeah.
Batman. But I would like very, to see a different take on Batman. Because Batman can be a lot of things.
I'd like, you're talking about the action adventure type of thing. Like if you got the people who did 10-10 to do a Batman movie.
Spielberg and Peter Jackson?
I was thinking more like Stephen Moffat and who was it?
Oh, the writers. Edgar Wright. Yeah. Something fun.
Because 10-10, 10-10's probably...
I didn't see it yet.
You haven't seen it?
No.
It's probably the best movie I've seen in the last 5 years.
I did see Hannah. I really enjoyed that.
Hannah was great, too.
Yeah.
But just the writing on Tintin, that nonstop pace, that clues here and there, and enough of the personality of the characters making it
through. And maybe more detectiveness in another, you know.
You get a lot of that in The Dark Knight, though, where he's going around looking for clues and piecing things together.
Yeah, I understand that's puzzles. In there, too. But something fun. You could even throw in Robin, you know. So it's not a reboot. That's what I'm hoping for the next Batman movie. I know it's not going to be these three movies, because it can't be these three movies. They exist already. Yeah. And if you try to copy them, I think it's failed right there. I don't think it would be smart to copy them. I think it'd be greedy to copy him, but I don't think it'd be smart.
Warner Brothers is going to do something.
I'm curious what the next Superman movie will be like.
Yeah, the trailer looked interesting. It did not look like a Superman movie.
I'm like, I'm all excited. I'm telling Steph, I'm like, we got to see the Superman trailer. It's going to be on. I'm really excited. I'm like, what the hell am I watching?
It looked like what was that, Terrence?
Tree of Life.
Yeah, it looked like Tree of Life.
It looked like any kind of heavy duty. Message in a bottle, perfect storm, drama. And hey, that's cool. I mean, it got my interest.
Does not look like a Zack Snyder movie, though.
And then it ends with...
him breaking the speed of sound, exiting the atmosphere.
I'm sure you'll get the next trailer at Super Bowl. Or Warner Brothers does Hobbit, right?
Yeah.
Bobby.
Well, now I'm being in it.
It's a different Zod.
But it's Zod again.
I know, we talked about this.
Yeah.
I'll see what his take is.
Will this be a trilogy? Is everything a trilogy now?
I don't know. Will there be three movies?
Everything's a trilogy now.
It's what people understand. It's a form of talking.
Trilogy, reboot.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Robert Downey Jr. would return for Tony Stark? How much money do you think they have to dump off on him?
I don't know how much money they're paying him now.
They'll have to dump a lot more money.
Yeah. I will say that also I think Iron Man's probably been good for his career as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he may not be making millions and millions each movie, but this put him back on the map. And he kind of owes them.
I think that and I'd like to see him do another Sherlock.
Yeah. Well, I didn't like the second one. I didn't like the first one.
I love the second one.
Second one was better. The sniper and all that. But still not a huge fan. I like the BBC version of Sherlock.
I know. But hey, he's going to be in...
Just clever.
Star Trek. Which, I'm surprised we haven't seen a trailer for.
Do you want to guess who he's going to be in that?
Yes. I go with Mitchell.
But Mitchell's already been in the comic.
Yeah, I don't care about the comic. No matter what they say.
The comic's canon.
No matter what they say,
Okay, so you're going with Gary Mitchell.
I'm going with Gary Mitchell. I've been thinking Gary Mitchell for a long time.
Okay.
What about you?
I don't think it'll be Khan.
Yeah.
I kept thinking that they would bring in that child Q. But that's not going to happen. He could be somebody completely original.
They said he's going to be someone from the...
Okay, then I think he's Harry Mudd.
All right.
I think this is going to be Tribbles. There's going to be a lot of Tribbles in this one.
That would be fantastic.
Yes, it would.
I go with Mitchell. No matter what the comics are. I'm not...
I mean, we've still only seen like two shots of him, right?
Right.
In both of them, he's wearing a black shirt fighting Spock.
Ah, but the black shirt has something on it.
Yeah, it's got the Starfleet insignia.
Right.
But still, that's it. Yeah. And he may or may not be wearing a trench coat. We don't know.
He borrowed from Bane. I don't know. Yeah, there should have been a trailer for San Diego, I thought.
Yeah.
At San Diego Comic Con.
A lot of places just didn't have a presence in San Diego this year. Weird.
All right.
Okay.
Was this our review of Batman? Did we even say anything else?
I enjoyed it, but there's problems with it. I think it was fun, but the longer I have to sit and ruminate over it, the more problems I find with it.
When I watched it, it
was enjoyable. Uh-huh. The first 30 minutes made me really reconsider just walking out of the theater.
Uh-huh.
The last 30 minutes made up for all that.
Oh, that was good. Oh, let's one quick thing. Have you seen that thing with Batman with Adam West.
Yeah, the bomb.
Right. That is basically the plot of the end of the movie. Yeah. I mean, same.
I got this bomb.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I still like Dark Knight better. I like the franticness of Dark Knight. I don't mind the length. I like length in a movie. Of the movie. I'd like to watch it again a few more times to try to make a more comparison, but I don't want to pay to make that comparison.
Yeah, eventually.
I'll pay a lump sum of $20 when it comes out. And I can stop it and watch it, stop and do whatever I want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll get back to you.
I'll wait for the Blu-ray trilogy to come out in a box set.
I always thought they would, like, retitle. You think it'll retitle Dark Knight Batman Begins, like they did Chronicle of Riddick? Mm-hmm. Pitch Black came out, now it's called Chronicle of Riddick Pitch Black.
Yeah.
So, wouldn't surprise me for money.
We'll see.
All right.
The Dark Knight trilogy.
Dark Knight.
It's been fun. You know where to find us on the internet, because you've already found us.
Yeah.
Bye. BruceOHughes.com